This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Mother Superior jumped the gun. Mother Superior jumped the gun.
Systemic racism is a stain on our nation's soul. The knee on the neck of justice for black Americans. Profound fear and trauma. The pain, the exhaustion that black and brown Americans experience every single day. The murder of George Floyd launched a summer of protest we hadn't seen since the civil rights era in the 60s. Protests that unified people of every race and generation in peace and with purpose to say enough, enough, enough of this senseless killings.
Former Minneapolis police officer found guilty of murder in the death of George Floyd. It's been 11 months, and a 17-year-old named Darnella Frazier might have changed not just this verdict, but the way we look at arrest and treatment of black men in our society. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. Lots of reaction. Most people feeling that justice was absolutely served. There's one legal scholar who says that in one way they got it right, and another way they got it wrong. We'll talk about that. But first, a jury on Tuesday found the former Minneapolis police officer guilty of second degree unintentional murder, third degree murder, and second degree manslaughter. Boy, does that send a message about police violence. It's so rare that you would see this happen. And one of the things that happened in this case is the fact that you had so many police officers testifying really against Derek Chauvin and his techniques and what happened there, including the chief of police in Minneapolis. You heard what the president had to say at the very top of this, Joe Biden, talking about this being, you know, a healing moment and moving forward, and systemic racism, that word has been used, you know, now so many times because of what happened with George Floyd in the 9 minutes plus that he was, the people watched as the life was choked out of him. So lots of reaction, like I mentioned, to this Chauvin verdict. And I mentioned the 17-year-old and the fact that she happened to be walking by at the time, and she put her phone up and she videoed it. She videoed the whole thing. She said it wasn't right when she saw Floyd pinned under the officer's knee. She said that to the jury last month when she testified in the murder trial of Chauvin, Derek Chauvin, the former officer. And that video was seen so many times. And here she was taking her younger cousin to get a snack, a high school student who just happened to observe what was going on. And after taking the younger cousin into the convenience store, she stayed on the sidewalk and started to record and kept recording. And those images, that video clip, has been seen millions of times around the world. And it was very powerful. And it was pretty irrefutable. And that's the thing, the 9 minutes and 29 seconds of George Floyd gasping and ultimately drawing his last breath under Derek Chauvin's knee. Something that could not be explained away. I mean, just the strongest piece of evidence, I think, that we've seen in an incredibly long time. I mean, I can't even think of anything that comes close to it. So now what? The former Minneapolis police officer could get up to 40 years. He's going to be sentenced in by the judge, Judge Cahill, in 8 weeks. He is remanded into custody. He was taken away in cuffs, and his attorney will likely seek to overturn his murder and manslaughter convictions by arguing that the jury was prejudiced by media coverage and a settlement in the civil case brought by George Floyd's family. I would say most legal experts who we've had on the show and who have talked about this say the odds of success are very, very slim. Chauvin's attorneys will have to notify the trial court within 60 days if they plan to appeal. His lawyers then have months to review transcripts and court filings and datings from the start of the case to build their argument. It would have to be an incredibly powerful argument. 2 weeks before trial testimony began, and this is one of the things that I think would be part of that appeal, Minneapolis agreed to pay $27 million to settle a civil lawsuit brought by Floyd's family over his death. And that agreement was reached while the jury selection in the criminal case was underway. Did this taint the jury? That's the kind of things that they'll be talking about. Remember, the judge already rejected the defense attorney's request to delay the trial because of the settlement, a decision which the defense, though, will likely bring up or raise, I guess is the better way to say that, on appeal. But for now, this is about reaction. This is about how the world is looking at this. Tears of joy for Floyd's family. This is lawmakers reacting to the guilty verdict in the Floyd case, and I mean a lot of people reacting to this. Republican Iowa Senator Joni Ernst saying, "I guess I'm in agreement with the jury's decision." Georgia Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock saying he hopes the verdict will let people who have seen his trauma over and over again know the nation's laws can give them equal protection. Others who reacted included a former president, Obama, saying that the country needs to follow up the verdict by taking concrete steps to reduce racial bias in the criminal justice system and to redouble efforts to expand economic opportunity in marginalized communities. So, again, reaction from people far and wide to this. There was one legal scholar who disagreed with, and there may be others, but one with a powerful name, Alan Dershowitz, was on a Newsmax show, and he said, "I have no confidence in this verdict," which may be correct. Now, he did say that. It may be correct in some ways, but I have no confidence that this verdict was produced by due process and the rule of law rather than the influence of the crowd. And of course, this points to what the appeal is about, saying outside influences, like Representative Maxine Waters saying that they were basically the comments that she said and Al Sharpton said on Monday, that if you don't convict on the murder charge and all the charges, the cities will burn, the country will be destroyed. Even prior to the guilty verdict, Maxine Waters said at the congresswoman at a demonstration in Brooklyn Center, "If nothing does happen, then we know we've not only got to stay in the street, but we've got to fight for justice." So were there any outside influences? Alan Dershowitz said their threats and intimidation seeped into the jury room, and the judge made a mistake by not sequestering the jury. So the judge himself said this case may be reversed on appeal. We'll see. All right, stay with us. Coming up next, your thoughts, and you can still flip them to me, Kate, at katedelaneyradio.com. We go to the mailbag.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
Oh, you have mail, mistress.
What? Pig in the mailbag.
Thank you so much. Once again, we head to the mailbag, and boy, this verdict came down late in the day, and you must have jumped onto your devices to send me your thoughts, because the mailbag is full, so thank you very much for that. I mentioned it a couple of times, and I'll say it again. Have any thoughts on the show or this verdict or anything else, send it to me, Kate, at katedelaneyradio.com, broadcasting from Florida. This truly is what people are talking about, and some of you look at this verdict and wonder if it was a fair verdict. Not that it was horrendous and something should have happened there, but is it due process because of other things that happened outside of the courthouse and that the jury wasn't sequestered? And others of you say this is absolutely what needed to happen. I got this one from Trent. Trent's listening to us in West Virginia. He says, "Hey, Kate, I can't wait to hear you get back into the man cave. Boy, we need some of the lighter side of the Delaney, if you know what I'm saying. But this, I know you're going to focus on this, and you should, because this is what people are talking about. But the guilty on all charges, I'm an ex-cop, and I look at this, and what he did was horrendous. And he should have been nailed, frankly, and I'm glad the boys in blue did what they did, and the 17-year-old flipped open her phone or held up her phone and got that video. What was going through his head, I don't know. And I wonder about those other officers. This is what I would say. Thank goodness my pals always had my back. Why they did not pull Derek Chauvin off of George Floyd, it makes absolutely no sense to me. If they had, we might not have had some of the protests we had. We wouldn't have had the death of George Floyd, and Derek Chauvin probably would still be on the force. So this verdict will have a big effect on the police world. There is
no doubt about it. And I think the jury did do the right thing. I do. I think the jury did the right thing, and I think my brothers in blue did the right thing as well. Okay, thanks for that, Trent. There you go. This one is from Bob, and Bob is listening to us in the great state of Louisiana. He says, girl, I've been listening to your show. I like that girl. Girl, I've been listening to your show now for a couple of years, and I have such a mixed feeling about the Derek Chauvin thing. I think he should have never done what he did. Something's wrong with him in the head. Whatever it is personally going on, or who knows what that was. The jury convicting him in many ways was the right thing, but at the same time, some of what happened around the courthouse was not good. One of them being the judgment that was handed down. Fine if the city wanted to hand the money to the Floyd family in the civil case, but it should not have been done in the middle of this trial. To me, that is the real tragedy of the whole thing. And the fact that, who knows, maybe on appeal, that turns everything over. You never, ever, ever know. Well, we don't know. I mean, I'm so tired of saying, read the tea leaves, oh, the broken crystal ball. Every jury is different, right? You got humans together listening to the evidence and coming up with their conclusion. All right, let's move on to this one. This one is from Max. Hi, Kate. I think I met you a long time ago in New York. You were great then. I love your show now. It's interesting to hear you talk about so many other things. I love hearing you do sports, and I love hearing your take on what's happening in the world, too. And I even like hearing the writers that you have on. Good for anybody who writes a book. There will be books written about George Floyd. There will be books written about this trial. Who knows? Probably someone will work on some sort of a movie. We know how that is, right? But I think it is really one of those moments. It's a defining moment for America, because that should not have happened. There are other deaths that should not have happened, meaning Breonna Taylor, and nothing has happened there in the case of that young woman. I am a white Republican male in my 50s, and I'm proud to say that I stand for all Americans, and I think anybody who thinks that that cop did not kill George Floyd in the manner he did is not being true and honest with himself, and they have some kind of unconscious bias, or maybe they have some sort of racism that they may be latent that they're not admitting to. I'm not sure, but regardless, I don't know how anyone could have looked at the video and thought that that was something that he should have done, because he was definitely down. He might have been a big man, but he was definitely down. So that is just, you know, ridiculous. All right, let's move on to another one. Let's go to Tim. And Tim says, Kate, I'm wondering what some of the Republicans, I'm a Republican, I'm wondering what some of the Republicans thought of the verdict, because everything is so political these days. Well, you know what? Good question. Senator Tim Scott and some other Republicans, I have said this throughout the show on Capitol Hill and nationally, lauded the conviction of Derek Chauvin for the murder of Floyd, saying the verdict proved the strength of the American judicial system. Chauvin was convicted on all those counts after 11 months, after the viral video showed him kneeling on Floyd's neck for several minutes, as Floyd repeatedly said he was struggling to breathe. Floyd's death caused all the protests across the country that we saw, or many of them anyway, and it also made police treatment of black Americans a major issue in the presidential election, and it led to all kinds of reform bills in Congress. So Tim Scott tweeted out a long thing on it and said that I think our justice system is getting more just. I'm thankful for the verdict and certainly thought it was murder, and it reinforces a commitment that we can have confidence that the justice system is becoming more just, and he is relieved at the outcome. That's the other thing that he said there.
Maryland Governor Larry Hogan, a Republican, also said he agreed with the verdict. He said the senseless murder of George Floyd served as yet another reminder that we still have a long way to go to live up to our nation's highest ideals. Justice has been served, and we hope that this verdict will bring some measure of peace to the Floyd family and the community. So there you go. There's a couple, and there was lots more reaction. I mean, people were asked about this. Certainly politicians were asked about it. Celebrities were asked about it. Sports people were asked about it. The people who were fighting for this verdict were asked about it, you know, all the way on down the line and then some around the block, as they say. All right, let's move on to another one. This one is from Harris. And Harris says, Kate, I do think there will be an appeal, and I'm wondering if that appeal has any chance to hold up. I think that the appeal would include the verdict of, or the settlement of the city to the Floyd family. I think it would also include maybe Maxine Waters' comments, perhaps, and maybe some others, and maybe news media coverage. I have no idea why the judge did not sequester the jury, but he did not sequester the jury. So I don't know if that claim that the trial could be tainted by the civil settlement and the media coverage would really hold much merit. I think his days of being a free man, meaning Derek Chauvin, are way, way over. I would agree with you. I think they're way, way over. Of course, there's probably going to be an appeal. They have 60 days to file the appeal. I don't know. Maybe they won't, but that doesn't make any sense. I think they would make... It's almost natural that you make the appeal anyway. So based on what we saw in the courtroom, I can't think of any reason why they wouldn't do that. I think they will. I think his lawyers will do that. They have the 60 days. If they plan to appeal, then they have months to look at the transcripts and the court filings dating from the start of the case to build their arguments. And I know that they'll look at a couple of different things that you mentioned. And the defense had argued from the beginning it was impossible to find an impartial jury in the city, which was rocked by protest over Floyd's death, but the judge said the case was one of the most scrutinized in history, and moving it wouldn't make much of a difference. So that case didn't get moved. And another point of a potential appeal could be, I think I've said this already, but media coverage, protests over the police shooting in a nearby suburb during the late stages of the trial, all of that perhaps could fall into it. I mean, remember the U.S. Congresswoman Maxine Waters in the Brooklyn Center over the weekend urging protesters to get more confrontational if Chauvin was found not guilty. That, of course, prompted the judge on Monday to call her comments abhorrent, though he denied a request by the defense attorney to declare a mistrial. So, you know, there you go. That's one element of what could certainly be part of an appeal process. All right, stay with us. Coming up, odds and ends.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The rollout of the Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccine will resume in Europe after EU authorities said that the shot should carry a label warning the risks of rare blood clots. The EU's drug regulating body said Tuesday that the benefits from the vaccine outweighed the risks. The company says it will resume the rollout of its shot to the 27 member countries of the EU, while the use of the shot remains paused in the United States. A CDC advisory panel is scheduled to meet on Friday to discuss lifting that pause, possibly allowing millions of doses of vaccine to be administered again. And the State Department has updated its list of travel advisories, it says, to realign with the recommendations from those of the CDC. Nearly 80% of the world's countries have been moved to a level 4 status, a do-not-travel recommendation due to the continued COVID pandemic. The agency says that travel still poses risks to American travelers, recommending that all citizens reconsider traveling abroad. This is USA Radio News. Ahead of a climate summit this week, progressive Democrats reintroduced legislation known as the Green New Deal. The package is aimed at transitioning the American economy away from fossil fuels, but Representative Nancy Mace says that reshaping the economy isn't in the best interests of the American people. The South Carolina Republican tells Fox News that this bill only continues federal spending at an unsustainable pace.
With trying to do a Green New Deal and a housing bill worth about $192 billion, this is on top of a wasteful infrastructure bill costing $2 trillion, almost half of which would be Green New Deal type of spending. On top of that, they're talking about, you know, reintroducing the Green New Deal back when this was done in 2019. That was $93 trillion. And I don't know how you sell this to the American people. This is not good for the American people. This is about the far left trying to change and reshape our economy and our country in their socialist vision.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
Odds and ends. So, yes, there are a lot of other things happening. Guilty, guilty, guilty. The verdict in the Derek Chauvin trial for the murder of George Floyd 11 months ago, certainly on the minds of many, but there were, like I said, other things that have happened. So let's go to a couple of those things. And I also want to tell you that coming up in, you know, the next couple of days and next week, we'll be back to the Man Cave, one of our segments that a lot of you have asked me about, like, where is the Man Cave? So good for you for pointing that out. We've been busy with other things, but we will get back to the Man Cave. Don't worry. All right, do you ever wonder, you know, we hear the tick, 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 tick. You know what I'm talking about, 60 Minutes. You didn't know it. You didn't know what I was talking about. 60 Minutes has been around for a long time. There's something about 60 Minutes to me because my grandfather used to watch it, and I'm a content junkie, and look what I do. I get the front row seat in the sports world and business and politics and just some of the fun things that we talk about. And I think so much of that was fueled by him and watching 60 Minutes, the interesting stories. So anyway, 60 Minutes, just I wanted to throw this in because I happened to see something about it, finished the week as America's number one primetime program in viewers for the fifth time in the season. So 8.5 million viewers making it into the top 10 for the 25th time. That's the Nielsen ratings, you know. And I think that's interesting because what were the things they're talking about? you know, there were soft stories, there were hardcore stories, but people, I think with COVID, there's a thirst for, yes, lighter side, but there's also a thirst for sort of the news, television-wise, that News Maggie kind of thing that we used to have. You know, they used to have the news magazines in all the cities, and 60 Minutes was really, really big. And television has become so fractured now because of streaming. So, I don't know. I thought it was interesting about 60 Minutes. All right, this is scaring me. And this may scare some of you. Are you big sleepers? I don't always sleep well. Can you imagine that? Because I had been doing so many different things. There was a study that was done in the UK, granted, looking into the sleep habits of about 8,000 people over 25 years. Right? And this study of the sleep habits of 8,000 people in the UK over 25 years adds to the research that now is linking dementia and slumber patterns. So saying that sleeping 6 hours or less is linked to higher dementia. Yikes. I can tell you I'm going to start trying to clock in, you know, 7 hours. And there is something to that, right? Do you feel better when you get 7 hours of sleep, 8 hours of sleep? But who gets that? I know people that, I have a friend that has to sleep 10 hours. And after 10 hours, sharp as a tack. Less than 10 hours, dull. and having just no awareness of some of things that are happening. You know, it's just crazy, 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 crazy. All right, notice I haven't even talked about COVID. I will just say one thing. Ted Nugent came out and said he's never been so sick since he tested positive for COVID. And I had my friend Mark Goldman, who came on the show and said that he had COVID and he was scared to death and he had two young kids and he said he was getting vaccinated, that he wasn't an anti-vaxxer, but that he was going to get vaccinated because it scared him when he went through what happened with COVID. Well, COVID hospitalizations, COVID-19 hospitalization up 20 days, my friends, in Bama. Oh, one of my favorite places. In 10 days, up 20%. These are statistics from the Alabama Department of Public Health showing that 362 people were hospitalized Monday alone for the illness caused by the new coronavirus. The increase in cases is concerning, but doesn't immediately, they say, threaten the state's healthcare system because the number of people being treated remains far below the levels from earlier in the year. But the spike in severely ill patients isn't expected because more and more people are being vaccinated. And increasing numbers of patients are young people who tend to do better than older patients with health complications. So they're not panicking, but they're certainly aware of it, obviously. And they're looking at Easter gatherings. They're looking at the end of the state's mandatory face mask rule on April 9th of things that could be positive. You know, the reason why, positive in the sense that that's the reason why that's happening. Scary. So already in odds and ends, I've told you, better get sleep or dementia could be calling. And looking at COVID, I think it's the variants that scare me. Is what does that mean? You know, what does that mean? All right, for as many people have left certain cities and are looking for wide open spaces and a simpler life and more room, housing prices in Boston, so people must be staying in Boston, housing prices in Boston have reached record levels. The median price for a single-family home, $725,000 last month. Wow, that's a typical home. I mean, you know, so we're not talking some mansion or anything. Condominium prices dipped. You know what they dipped to, though? 617,000. Condo listings increased by 30%. Industry experts say buyers are looking for more space during the pandemic. They're finding too few properties on the market in the city suburbs, creating a bidding war, and that's what's driving up the home prices. People, are you kidding me? $723,000 for a decent place to live? What could you do with that money in
in another place like beautiful Iowa, or let's say Utah or Wyoming. And I'm saying outside of the big cities. I'm just saying, right? Just saying. Okay, so financially speaking, you know, we've talked about different things that have happened on the market. We've talked about what's happening with Bitcoin, what's happening in general with cryptocurrency, and we're seeing a lot of interest in cryptocurrency. And I've gotten a lot of emails, meaning in the past month, about asking what did I think about cryptocurrency. And what I think is it's something to pay attention to, but if you take a bite out of it, I think you do your homework. And what's your reasoning, and are you trying to grab it, try to make a buck and turn around and sell it? And that's the kind of questions you have to ask yourself. Where are you, you know, where are you going with that, let's just say? So I think it depends. It depends on what we're talking about. And speaking of that, it's this Dogecoin's at $50 billion. Wow, what a boom that has become. I was reading a financial page somewhere. So, you know, cryptocurrency that was created as a joke, Dogecoin, is in serious company. A 400% rally in the past week. Total value of all circulating Dogecoins in the world briefly rose to $50 billion. Wow. Digital tokens. That's crazy. Surge made it bigger than the market cap of Ford Motor Company and Kraft Heinz Company, and nearly equal to Twitter. Equal to Twitter. So something's going on. It's something to pay attention to. It is. No one thinks that at the blue chip stocks are all that comparable to Dogecoin, which is considered by most financial people a fringe asset with no purpose beyond social media. But I think the similarity underscores, and this is exactly what Yahoo wrote, the boom in cryptocurrencies that is definitely hitting Wall Street, and people are sitting up and taking notice. And, you know, that's the thing. It's just like anything that sells. All of a sudden, when something becomes hot, you can question it all you want, but it's hot, it's selling, and for a reason. And in the future, is this where we find ourselves? I remember I had a conversation with Steve Forbes. Played it here on the show many times, where he told me there were things that he liked about blockchain, but it wasn't cryptocurrency because he said it's not backed by anything. But what if you get more and more backing? What, you know, what does that mean? What does that mean if that happens? Got to throw this one in here because this is odds and ends, and I didn't talk much about COVID at all in this show, but I'm going to throw this out here. The EU regulator finds possible blood clot links with J&J's vaccine, which was initially greenlit in the European Union on March 11th. They say all the research available, all the evidence, including 8 reports from the U.S. of serious cases of unusual blood clots, one of which was fatal, we know. But more than 7 million people got the vaccine in the United States. More than 7 million people. But the European Medicines Agency is saying that they have possible links to that rare blood clot incidence, and they've reiterated the benefits outweigh the risks, but still people are shaky about this. And they say that healthcare professionals and people who receive the vaccine should be aware of the possibility of very rare cases of blood clots combined with low levels of blood platelets occurring within 3 weeks of the vaccination. The EMA researched all available evidence, they said, including 8 reports from the U.S. of those cases I mentioned, we talked about. I mean, look, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration earlier this month advised states to suspend the use of the J&J shot out of an abundance of caution. So as a result, the pharmaceutical firm decided to delay the rollout of the vaccine in Europe while regulators assess more risks. The company confirmed it would resume shipments to the bloc after the EMA's review. So they're rolling back, taking a look at it, and not taking
any chances. All right, on that note, we're going to skip a beat to Megan Campbell, who I hope will make you smile with her words.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Author's Corner, we go to Australia for a conversation with Megan Campbell, and she's got her finger, I think, on the pulse, especially of nature to me in reading her book, but I would say faith as well. And then there's the sprinkle of her work that influences, I think, what she's written, and we're going to let, she's in our virtual green room and she can speak for herself, so we're going to go to her in a second. But it's called While We Wait. And especially two of her poems, and I've just reread them a couple of nights ago, really, really hit me. And I've lived in a lot of different places, and so I think they're applicable to everyone listening, not just across the United States, because we do have listeners in Australia and the UK, and I think you can relate to that in other places too. So Megan Campbell, thanks so much for coming on. So much of your poetry is obviously about nature. It's about your faith. It's about work. When did you know that you could write poetry?
On the train to my nan's, actually. But yeah, I was thinking about
my English teacher not knowing what biblical illusion was. So I thought I would show her. And then I sat on the train and looked out the window and was like, wow, I've got to get this down on paper. So I did, and that's what happened. I just kept going.
And I like that. So you're on the train and you just kept going. Did a lot of the poems just pour out of you then?
Yeah, pretty much.
And did you ever think that you would pull them together in a book?
Yeah, often happens when I'm thinking about something and I just write it.
Wow.
What was that? Sorry?
So that's okay. So you said you start thinking about it and you just write it. Did you think you would put it in a book, that you would pull it together in a collection?
I don't know. Maybe. It might have been in the back of my head. But yeah, I pulled it together for my grandparents because they're not good at the internet, and I thought there's probably others out there that aren't and would just like to be able to pick up my book and be like, oh, cool, and flip through it.
Right, so that's brilliant that you did that for your grandparents. What inspires you?
My work. I work as a support worker, and my faith, of course. And just the nature around me. I love going for walks and getting out of my head for a bit and going, oh, okay, that's not so bad. There's a really nice gum tree over there. Look at the colours. The cover is actually a gum tree, a scribbly bark.
Yeah, that's one of the first things I noticed. And so some people will laugh and understand Gumtree. Other people will frantically look it up to try to figure out what it is. But it's all around you, obviously, where you are in Australia. The people that have seen your book, like your grandparents, what did your grandparents say about it?
My grandparents loved it. My grandma actually had a bookmark in it, and when she died last year, I read that at her funeral, the one that she bookmarked.
Wow, that's pretty powerful. Did she bookmark the one you thought she would bookmark?
No, like, I was going to write a new poem, and then my uncle said, hang on, let's look at the book and see if she's put, you know, if she's thumb marked or whatever, and she had. And it was just the perfect poem. It's like, oh, grandma.
Wow. I love that. I love that. That's a great story. I'm getting chills thinking about that. That's very, very cool. So when people read your book, the cool thing is, and again, it's poems, and you said it, so not everybody wants to see everything on the internet. It's the kind of thing that you can do where you can pick it up here and there, right? And be inspired by different things, like your work, some of the things that you were influenced by, faith, nature, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's neat. Faith, tell me about the role of faith in your life, because that's the first thing that you mentioned.
It drives my work. It motivates me. Just knowing that, I don't know, that God loves me. Whatever I do, whether I make a big difference or a small difference or, I don't know, stuff up.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Always there. That's that always, always there. So I thought it would be fun for the listeners if you would do one or two of your poems. You can pick it, but there's a couple I like that had to do with nature, but it's dealer's choice, so you get to pick what you would like to sort of recite for us.
Yeah. I'll do the one, Sunset. Here we go. Sunset, the conclusion of a day. Its clouds signify the two manners in which it has been spent. The elongated, stretch clouds, demonstrate to their beholder those persons who have felt their days to be alike to such clouds. In comparison, the more condensed, smaller cumulus ones are the narrators of a day into which various things jostle to fit. And then I observe the colours and shades of the background of these two tales, and I am simply awestruck. But then I see the delicate twisting of the eucalyptus trees upon this tranquil scene. My breath and my words are stolen by what my vision allows me to see through my spectacles. A spectacular scene.
Well done, bravo. In front of a radio audience, they'd be howling. They'd be applauding you up and down. It's excellent, and that's one of the poems that affected me, and that's what I told Megan. And we're speaking with Megan Campbell, and you can get her fabulous poetry by going on Amazon and picking up this collection, While We Wait. You talked about writing in the beginning and getting on that train and how you were inspired. And so you still are writing. You have a blog. Tell us about the blog and where people can go to read more of your writing.
So my blog. My blog is called While We Wait. You can go to mrcampbell94@blogspot.com and find it there.
And there you go. It's a continuation, While We Wait. That's a good hashtag, While We Wait, because there's so much that you could put on the end of it. So we may see another collection of poems in a book form perhaps down the road from you.
Possibly.
But for everybody, again, listening, you can go and get Megan's book on Amazon, and you can check out her blog, too, as well. Megan, thanks so much for coming on the show.
You're welcome.
Love that story from Megan Campbell about her grandmother bookmarking one of her poems, and then she circles back and, as you heard, reads it at the eulogy. What a perfect way to wrap this up. And I think you all know, because we've sprinkled in some poetry in the show, with the world and the situation it's in now, boy, it's so, I think, important to lift people up, and so many of her poems do that. So thanks to Megan Campbell for coming on the show. Thanks to all of you for listening to this version of the show. I am broadcasting from Florida, and as fate would have it, it is a little rainy, but it is wonderful to be actually on the road again. So wherever you are, whether it's England, Australia, or the United States, stay safe and make it count, everybody.
This is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they share with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep. Go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.